In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is Tuesday of the Passion Week, and in these days the Lord went for the last time to the temple. He was in the temple on Sunday during the Palm Sunday, and he went again to the temple on Monday, and he taught people on the temple on Monday about the fig tree. And on Tuesday is the last day that Jesus will be in the temple teaching the people and teaching the Pharisees and teaching the high priests the things that related to God. And this will be the last time that the Lord will meet with the people before he is going for crucifixion, because tomorrow Wednesday he won't leave the house. He will stay in the house of Bethany, and he will never leave the house. On Thursday, he is going only to meet with his disciple on the Good Thursday, on the sacraments of Holy Communion. And then on Friday, he is going to give his life for the salvation of the earth. So this is the last time he is going to teach the people, and he is going to teach us as well through what he is going to say. What do you think the most important topic that the Lord is going to talk to us before he is leaving the world? The last sermon that the Lord is going to say, he is going to talk about the kingdom of heaven. This is the most important topic for the Lord to teach us, that our mind and our heart has to be in heaven. I am coming here to tell you a message. The Lord is saying that don't worry much about this earth, because you have an eternity in heaven, and no one can explain to you heaven more than me. So do you know how many parables the Lord said today about heaven? Many, many parables. In the 5 hours of Pascha in the morning and in the 5 hours of Pascha in the evening, the Lord was talking to us about heaven. And he said many, many stories about heaven. Two of beautiful stories about heaven was the story of 5 wise virgins and 5 foolish virgins. And it's a very strong message to us about heaven, that telling us that not everyone is going to make it to heaven, only the wise people. Does he mean the wise people in selling and buying and wise people here on earth? I don't think that the Lord means that at all. The Lord means the wise people who understand that at the last day of my life, I am going to give an account of my spiritual path. And this is the most important thing that I am going to give an account for. One of the saints said that during my life, nothing will make a difference, nothing is important except a deed that make the decision of the Lord in the last day is for me to go to heaven. This is the most important deed I have in my life. Nothing in my day worth than caring about my last day of my life. So the message of the 5 wise virgins and 5 foolish virgins, the Lord said it in the last day in life. He was today on Tuesday of the Holy Pascha. He talked to us about the kingdom of heaven. Let us be wise, like the 5 wise virgins, and work for our eternity. One of the saints said a beautiful word, and he said that every day of my life, I am thinking of the minute that I am going to give account in front of the Lord Jesus Christ. How I would be when I am passing my spirit to the Lord. Am I going to be surrounded by angels if my path is really accepted in front of the Lord? Or I'm going to be in a lot of fear that devils are around me, and I am very much fear that they are going to take my soul. This is what it bothers him all the days of his life. He is thinking all the time where I should be in the last minute of my life. Am I going to be relaxed and happy, surrounded by Saint Mary and the angels, or my life was not worth at all, that this minute will be an easy minute? So the Lord used the word wise, because really we need to be wise. Sometimes Satan tries to be wiser than us, try to make us busy with the world. I remember a story that someone wrote. He said that I went to a very poor country, and I put in my mind to bring with me a very poor family from this country to bring it to the country I'm living in, and it was a very wealthy country. And while I'm telling the person or this family, while they are coming with me, while I'm telling them about the beauty and the richness and the comfort of my country that I know very well, they start to tell me that I have a very small piece of furniture I would like to take with me to this country, and I would like to take with me some of my clothes. And this country is very poor, and they don't have clothes or furniture that worth to be moved. And this person is trying all the time to let him know that the country I'm going to take you, the furniture and the food and the clothes is not this poor stuff, but it is a very much more brilliant and much more lovely than what you are worrying about. Just come with me. Let us not be late, and come and enjoy the new country I'm going to take you to, because it is a beautiful country. You don't have to worry at all about your furniture here and your food and your clothes, because the country I'm taking you to is a beautiful country. Talking about Kingdom of Heaven is the main thing as a Christian people we have to think about daily. And that's why in the Holy Liturgy we say all the time, Abuna is praying and saying, where are your hearts? And the congregation answering and say, they are with the Lord. Today in the morning, I was in the early Pascha. We have an early Pascha, 6:30 to 7:30 every day in the morning. And I saw one beloved servant that he comes and go every couple of months, make us attached to him, and he leave us and come back. And it was Atif Fahmi, and I saw him and I said, we cannot have a Passion Week without having a couple of words from Atif. So I asked him to share with me tonight the talk. So I'll leave now the talk to Atif to continue talking about the parable of Jesus. Thank you, Atif.
What is the Kingdom of Heaven? What is the Kingdom of Heaven? A question has been asked to the Lord, and the Lord was trying to give us or to tell us what is the Kingdom of Heaven through different parables. In the morning, in the ninth hour, the Lord was asked about the signs of His second coming. And the whole idea that the Lord is trying to tell us is we should not really worry too much about here. It is a fact that we all came, and it is also a fact that we are all leaving. Everybody will leave in his due time. We all have a life sentence in this world, and this life sentence may vary from one person to the other, but it is a life sentence that we all have to complete. If we look through the Gospels today, we can see, for example, that the Gospel of the first hour today, I have picked up few verses from each Gospel or from some Gospels that I can share, that we can share together. The first Gospel from St. Matthew, the 22, the key verses, tell those who are invited, come to the wedding. So the Lord is inviting them, but they made light of it and went their ways. What happened? The king was furious. And then he went and invited many others, but they did not have the wedding garment. So what did the Lord say? Cast him into outer darkness. So the Lord started by having a wedding. He invited us. We were supposed to be there. We took his words very light. We didn't really pay much attention. So he went and looked for others. And those who are invited, they need to have the wedding garment. What is the wedding garment? What is the wedding garment? Can someone tell me? What is the wedding garment, please? preparation. Yeah, good. The wedding garment is our holiness. The wedding garment is our holiness. We're supposed to be surrounded or covered with Jesus' blood, and we can only be covered with that garment, with holiness, to enter into the wedding. The second gospel, but of that day and hour no one knows. Therefore, you also be ready. Therefore, you also be ready. And then the gospel ends, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So it's serious. It's not something that we can take lightly as per the first gospel. It's something that we all have to take it very serious. We always worry about exams, worry about work, worry about plans, trips, whatever. But this really should be the most important thing in our life, knowing that no matter how long we live on earth, eternity is much longer. The third gospel talks about the 10 virgins, and virginity here resembles those who have been devoted or supposedly to be devoted to God. So it's about devotion. However, it says, all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. So they all had lamps, and they all rose up and trimmed their lamps. So they were preparing for the groom. But the foolish ones took their lamps and took no oil. And very strange, how can they be devoted or supposed to be devoted and they don't have oil? And the oil resembles here the good deeds, and it resembles the work of the Holy Spirit in us. But they did not. So when they asked, can we borrow some oil, they couldn't, because everybody cannot share his own oil with others. Nobody can. Everybody with his own deeds will be judged. I will not be judged for your deeds, but I will be judged for my deeds. And the oil cannot be given or cannot be lent. I cannot lend my oil to somebody else. And I want to tell you a story. I know someone who was visiting St. Philopater convent, and it is actually a she. She's a relative of mine, and I was at that time visiting the convent, and it was Tamav Irini was giving a talk, and it was the feast of Philopater, and I received a call from that relative of mine, and she was talking over the phone, and she was telling me, can you see, can you see? And I couldn't really hear very much. It was very loud and crowded around me, and I couldn't hear anything. I told her, okay, I'm busy now, we'll talk when I finish praying. Bye-bye. And I hanged up. And then we went out, and then I told her, what did you want? Why did you call me whilst we were praying? And she said, didn't you see? I told her, I didn't see anything. And she said, I saw all nuns carrying a lamp, and the lamp was full of light. Every one of the nuns was walking out carrying this lamp, and it was full of light. It was like a bulge. That's what she was telling me. And then this person, when we went together to the convent, and we met with the mother responsible for the convent, not Tamav Irini, but the other one. And then this person was telling that story, and then she asked her, all the nuns only, or also those who are coming to be prepared to become nuns, did they also carry the same kind of light in their hands? And then that person said, yes, all of them were carrying this light. And this was very true life example to me, that what the Lord is talking about is not only talking. The Lord is really trying to help us join Him. And was all the talking of the Lord important? Was it so important that He is telling us about the kingdom of heaven? And I think it was very, very important. It was very important to the extent that the Lord Himself came to life He lived on earth with one objective. He had the cross in front of his eyes all the time, to the extent that when the lady poured the fragrant oil on his head, and then the disciples, or some of the disciples, were saying, what a waste. Why would you pour all that expensive oil? We could have bought something for the poor. But the Lord said, let her alone. She did that for my burial. So she did that for my death. So even the Lord himself, whilst he was alive on earth, he was very much focused on his own death and on his burial. So the message to us is, it's extremely important for all of us to understand that we all come to the world, and every one of us has a frame or a guideline that he walks through. And let's look at that together and just try and understand. We come into a family that we have no control on. We are not responsible for our parents, and nobody can change his father or his mother. So we come into this guideline. We came to a country, and we cannot change the country that we were born in. We came with a certain, body, health. Everybody has his own health, has his own brains, his own intelligence. So everybody cannot change his talents with others, and he cannot also give it to others. Now, when we look at our talents, what is the relationship with the talents that the Lord was talking about in the ninth hour, in the 11th hour gospel of this morning, and with the kingdom of heaven? The Lord, in his parable, he spoke about a man who was traveling, and then he called his servants, and he called three servants, actually. One of them, he gave him 5 talents, 2 talents, and 1 talent. And he told them, do your best with these talents, and when I come back, I'll see what you have done. That's exactly what's happening with us. We have a lifetime in this world, and we are given the responsibility of the talents that we've been given. Okay. Talents of my parents. Every one of us has parents. Excellent. Are we taking care of our parents? That's very important. Because if we take care of our parents, the Lord will take care of us. And that's what the Lord said in the 10 Commandments. If you take care of your parents, honor your father and mother so that you have a long life. So this is a talent, that we have parents. Many people don't even know their parents. So we are blessed. We are truly blessed with our parents. And this is a blessing that we should all appreciate, and we should all do something about it. So whatever talents we have, we must invest in these talents. Okay, I have legs. Okay, am I using my legs to stand up and pray to the Lord? I have hands and arms. Do I use them to stand in front of the Lord in the sign of the cross like this, or do I stand like this? Let's invest in everything. My eyes. Am I investing my eyes in reading about the Lord, in looking at him in heaven, in contemplating about nature? What am I doing with my eyes? My ears. Am I using them to listen to what glorifies God? Am I using them to listen to gossips? Or I use them to listen to condemnation of others and judgment of others and politics and stuff like that? Is this the objective of my ears? Or is the objective of my ears to really glorify the Lord? I have time on my hand. What am I doing with my time? Is my time invested for my Father who art in heaven, whom we always tell, thy kingdom will be done? What do we say in our Father? What do we say? What do we say? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Do we really glorify His name, as we always say in Our Father, Thy kingdom may be done. Every talent that we have received from God, we will be judged on what we have done. So the day will come when we stand in front of the Lord and give an account of all what we have done. I remember always what Tamav Irene used to say, because she was always busy, she used to tell the other nuns, you're lucky, you've got time to pray. You're lucky, you've got time to pray. What are we doing with our time? When we have spare time, do we really spend it in heaven, in unity with the Lord in prayer? Or we look for every other thing? I want to tell you that life is short, and life is very short. We know many people, youth, young, children, adults, all sorts of ages, and they leave the world. So our world, nobody knows, as always written in the other Gospels. Nobody knows. Therefore, in the Gospel today, in the fourth Gospel, it says, one of the verses, therefore you are witnesses against yourselves. How can you escape the condemnation of hell? And do we know what is hell? I haven't been there, I haven't been to heaven yet, but all what we know from those who have been to heaven and came back and told us that it's really bad. It's extremely bad. It's a feeling of regret that nobody can imagine. It's a feeling of wanting to escape the Lord because of His light and wanting to cover myself into darkness because I cannot face Him. It's a feeling of pain that nobody can ever imagine. Imagine you have, if I put my finger in fire now, imagine what could happen. If you put your finger in fire and then you are burnt, the feeling of being burnt continuously without relief. This is the feeling, and I'm trying to explain, but I'm not good at explaining, but it's really bad. So is it worth it that we forget about God? Is it worth it that we do not focus on the Lord? I like to read you a quick verse, a small paragraph from Deuteronomy chapter 30. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, and to keep His statutes and His judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are drawn away, you shall surely perish. Let us all pray that we all together meet in heaven and join eternity together in the presence of the Lord and all His saints. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.